Hi, my name is Queen Zawaya Counts, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, African American True Crime. Yes, I love true crime stories, but very seldom do I hear true crime stories about African Americans. So I created this podcast to share with my listeners about the true crimes that African Americans commit. So sit back, lend me your ears, and listen to some of the most horrendous crimes committed by African Americans. Hi, my name is Queen Zawaya Counts, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, True Crimes of African Americans. Now, when I was a little girl, my mom and my mother friends, they used to go out and party. I used to go out and party too. Shit, I would go out to the clubs and hang out and do things because I had my kids at a younger age. And there were some things that I just wanted to go out and do in the streets. And I would leave the kids at home. And sometimes if my friends was going out and they had younger children, we would say, okay, I would tell my daughter, all right, now you the oldest, you got to watch these kids. So two cousins, just 10 and 12, have been charged with murder for allegedly beating a three-year-old girl to death while their parents and guardians left eight kids home alone to go gambling. The two preteen boys, who have not been identified because of their ages, are accused of beating Blessing Buckles until she suffered a fatal brain bleed, with a four-year-old girl also found badly beaten. A child called 911 on February 12th to report that Blessing was not breathing and no adults were home, with deputies having to knock on doors because the young caller did not know the exact address in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So Blessing's mother, Dinesha Yates, soon arrived home with the 10-year-old's mother, Terica Scott, who is also the aunt of the 12-year-old suspect, admitting that they had left to go to a casino. They left eight children home alone, including an 11-month-old baby, the document said of the 26-year-old woman charged with principal to second-degree murder. The mother, y'all hear this? The mother. The eldest was the 12-year-old murder suspect, even though he was known to be violent with the other younger kids, according to charging documents cited by the outlets. So, this boy, I gotta say it again, this boy already was mean to the kids, beating on the kids, being mean to them, hitting them, and y'all left the kids with him. Yates told cops that she and her kids had been staying with Scott for 2 weeks before the deadly beating. Scott said she knew her nephew had a history of violence against other children, and Yates said she had seen bruises on one of her daughters after she was left alone with the boy, but she ignored her children's pleas for help. Blessing was found unresponsive and suffered a brain bleed and bruises and cuts to her face and body, likely caused by blunt force trauma. She died on Valentine's Day. Oh my goodness. So you're living with this woman and her children. This boy is abusing these kids. This boy is hurting these children. And you still see the bruises and ignore it and leave your child with this boy knowing that he has violence inside of him. A case like this is devastating. The two preteens have been charged with battery and second degree murder and were booked in East Baton Rouge Juvenile Detention Center. Scott and Yates, both 26, were also arrested on principle to simple battery and principle to second degree murder charges, and both women also have previous criminal records. They look just alike as I look at their pictures. They straight sisters. But both of y'all got charged. You know why? Because you left these children with this boy, 12 years old, who already had a history of violence, of beating these kids, and he beat and killed this 3-year-old girl. Bates had been previously arrested for stealing $20 worth of clothes from a Walmart and for stealing an iPad, 2 guns, and business checks from a home. She also reportedly threw a brick through the windshield of another woman's car in 2020 and was wanted on 2 warrants from undisclosed cases in Baker, Louisiana. Scott, meanwhile, allegedly set a car on fire next to someone's home and was charged with murder in 2021 for allegedly shooting a woman to death, but was never indicted by a grand jury. Witnesses claim she tampered with the security cameras to avoid detection. As of Monday afternoon, both of them was in jail under a $40,000 bond. So Scott, one of the victim's mom, and the other sister, burning up somebody's car, shooting somebody to death, stealing $20 worth of checks, stealing guns, doing all of this stuff. And you wonder why the boy is so violent. You wonder why this kid is so violent. Y'all ignoring it because y'all around here doing shit you ain't got no business doing either. And then you got 8 children. Y'all all living in the house together, going to the gambling spot, trying to get some money up. I understand times is hard. I understand that when you out here trying to make a living, you got to do what you got to do if you can't get no job. And then you both been arrested, so you got a criminal record. And one of you actually shot and killed somebody. And I mean, how in the hell are you still walking around loose after you shot and killed someone? That right there don't make sense. And I understand a lot of these laws have changed since George Floyd. Like, you know, people that look like me, my cousins, are getting away with a lot of shit. They're just letting them walk out of stores stealing shit. They don't care. This is what they want to happen. They want this to happen to display us in a more darker light. But here you are, y'all going to the casino to gamble. You leave your kids with this boy that's already violent. This ain't the first time he done did something. It won't the second time when he had hurt that other child. He had been doing this shit. And y'all ain't say nothing and do nothing and left him there anyway. And then you come back home and he done killed the little girl. And the other one is badly beaten. Now all your kids is gone. Dumb bitches. I mean, I'm trying to figure this shit out. It don't make no sense to me. Like, what the hell? Because this is crazy. I mean, it don't make no sense. I shouldn't be doing a podcast on this shit. Like, for real. It's stupid. Like, why? Come on now. Why? You should have...
You may have just gotten this alert from the 9 News app. This mother and 2 boys are facing charges in the beating death of a 3-year-old girl. The East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office says 8 children, ranging from 11 months to 12 years old, were left alone in a home when emergency responders found a 3-year-old unresponsive. That child was rushed to the hospital with bruises and cuts and later died. Detectives say a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old are now charged with simple battery and second-degree murder. Now, the mother you see here, her name is Terica Scott. She's also the aunt of one of the suspects, too. She was also charged with desertion because she admitted, according to investigators, that she recently left the casino. Detectives say Scott also admitted that she knew about the suspect's violent behavior, leading to additional charges of principal to second-degree murder. The sheriff's office says another arrest is coming.
And that's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. You knew. You're the mother. You knew your son was violent. And you still left them children there anyway. Kudos. You're supposed to be in jail. And I hope they give you more charges. Because this baby was only 3. My name is Queen Zoya Counts. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, True Crimes of African Americans.